The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Sari Flesh. Good morning, Sari.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very, very good. And just before we get to our first guest, I always like to tell everybody what Project Independence is. And it's the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. The most important thing to remember is 311. You have any questions at any time, call 311. The number of partnerships we have throughout North Hempstead is tremendous. And we have associations with cabs. We have free transportation for shopping during the course of a week. We have very discounted transportation for medical visits. During the week, we have exercise classes at all the different facilities throughout the town. We have mind awareness games. We have social work services, blood pressure, you name it.
And coloring.
And the coloring thing. Yeah, well, that's a big one now.
Absolutely.
That mindful coloring, which has about a year ago, I think it started.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's classes, they fill up, and it's wonderful. And coloring is part of the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's a perfect segue into our first guest, which is Caroline Sarnoff, who is the associate director of the Gold Coast Great Neck Art Center. And what we're going to be talking about today, it's a wonderful program. And the Art Center has been around, I don't know how many years, to be honest with you, but it's been there for years. And it really is a staple in the neighborhood. The programs that have gone on there for the years that I know it are always tremendous. And recently, maybe it's a year ago,
mm-hmm.
you started making memories with movies and music, which in our group is a perfect, you know, project. How did this come about? First of all, good morning. Sorry.
Good morning. That's okay. And thank you so much for letting me come on at the Gold Coast Art Center, which I know you've been involved with, you know, for many years.
Right.
You've been a supporter of ours and always helped promote everything that we're doing. We've always tried to do arts programs, whether they're visual arts or films or music or theater, that appeal to the wide demographics that exist in our community. So that means people from different backgrounds, people of different ages, different abilities. And over the years, one thing that we're particularly proud of is, like, when we look at now where people come from who come to the Art Center mm-hmm. to participate in these programs, they're from over 200 different zip codes.
Wow.
So, I mean, there was a time when it was really people in Great Neck or people in Port Washington, you know, just local. But now, because of the breadth of the programming that we're offering, we're seeing people from all over Queens, all over Nassau, Suffolk, coming. And I always laugh, I say, and on weeknights, people are coming, you know, when the traffic is the worst. But Making Memories was a program when we were looking at, you know, we obviously, many people know of our Gold Coast International Film Festival, which happens in the fall, and we do movies all year round.
Right.
This was an outgrowth of the festival and a lot of the other programs that we were doing, when we realized that, you know, we do take so much time to highlight and spotlight programming for different groups. And one group that we had not really consciously targeted was senior citizens who were dealing with memory loss and their caregivers. So we might, you know, we found that in our weekly movie series, which does get a lot of seniors, it does get people of all ages,
right.
but does tend to get a lot of seniors because it's on weeknights. So, you know, it's a little bit harder for people who are still, you know, active in the workforce.
Just, I'm going to interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
Those film series, you even have speakers at the end of them.
Oh, yeah. So
I mean, it's a tremendous
film
series.
Oh, yeah. And actually, after we talk about the Making Memories and with movies and music, if we have some time, I'll tell you some of the upcoming films we have.
Oh, okay.
They're really
okay.
Fantastic. But, you know, we read about this program that was taking place in Huntington at the Cinema Arts Center called Making Memories with Movies. And we said, this is a really interesting idea. And we researched it. We met the people who were running it. And basically what it is, it's a program that's specifically geared towards people with memory loss, whether they have advanced Alzheimer, whether they're at beginning stages of memory loss. And it's a program that they can attend for free with their caregiver, which is very, very important. It's not a drop-off program. It's a program where we want people with the memory loss and their caregivers to have a shared experience that they can then talk about, enjoy, and socialize. So the Making Memories with Movies programs, what it is, they're about an hour and a half. They're on Monday afternoons. And they consist of about an hour of clips of classic films on a different theme with guided discussion. That's run by a social worker, someone who regularly works with this population. And it's trip down memory lane. You know, like around Veterans Day, we had when it was all, you know, films from classic films that, you know, dealt with war and veterans comedy. You know, that we had one that was all on musical theater and dancing. And it was they're really fantastic.
So you're saying there's clips. So you're going to see like two or three different movies,
Yeah, you're not going in to see a whole movie, to sit in a whole movie. What you do is you come to the Art Center. And if you haven't been to the Art Center, it's a really wonderful place. We have art exhibits, and it's just full of life and art when you come to the Art Center. And we have it set up with tables, and there's refreshments, and you come and you relax, and you see about an hour of movie clips. So you're seeing, you know, the greatest scenes from a handful of movies.
You're picking the scenes that people remember, like Tara, you know.
Exactly. Yep. Oh, okay. We're the greatest clips of films. You know, we did one recently. Like I said, it was on movie musicals, and it was like the great Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dance scenes. And musical scenes, and then there's discussion about them, about what the world was like at that time when the movie came out, about the actors in the film and what they went on to be. And it's a back and forth. I mean, we often will have people getting up and dancing and talking. You know, people participate to the extent of their ability.
Right,
Sometimes we alternate. We have Making Memories with Movies, and sometimes we have Making Memories with Music. And the music ones are a similar format, except that instead of movie clips, we have live music. And it's live music of a different era. The eras change in the different programs. Sometimes they're trios. Sometimes they're larger bands. Sometimes they're individuals. But it's all based around the art form plus the discussion. And so it becomes, you know, we have people who will call us and say, like, I don't have memory loss, but can I come? And we say, of course you can come.
Right.
Because it's enjoyable, really, for anyone who loves the arts.
Not doing anything personal for the person.
I mean, no.
You're talking about that clip.
Exactly.
And what was going on at that point in time.
Yeah. So it's really enjoyable for anybody to attend. So it's not like a caregiver. You know, caregivers almost get forgotten in the whole scheme of things.
Right.
And you know, I think everybody knows someone, if it's not in your family, but, you know, they know a friend or something who's had to be a caregiver. They've witnessed how difficult it can be. These are programs that, like we said, we're trying to create a positive, enjoyable experience for the person with memory loss, but also something fun and special for the caregiver. So they're not just taking their loved one to the doctor,
right?
You know, or taking them to lunch and not having anything to talk about, right?
When you have the music program, do the people participate? Do they
Absolutely.
Sing along?
Yep. We have people sing along. We have people get up and dance. We've had at the various programs. We started in October, and it's once a month usually the first or second Monday of every month, on an afternoon, like 11:30, and in the morning. And we have about 50 or plus people come to every event so far, but they're at all stages of memory loss.
Right.
So you will have people who are in wheelchairs who are not going to, obviously, you know, they're going to participate, you know, can't physically participate, but might vocally participate.
Right.
And then there are people who get up and dance with their partner. They're definite sing-alongs. When we have the movies, there are people who call out. You know, we encourage people to be participating.
Right, right.
It's respectful, but it's just joyful. It's a really joyful experience.
Is the music recorded?
No, it's live.
Oh, you have live musicians.
Live music. Yep.
That's wonderful.
It's a really wonderful, and especially like to have on an afternoon. You don't have to go at night.
Right.
You know, at the Art Center. I mean, these little things, but they become important. It's easy to park. You know, we have snacks. Sometimes we have lunch. You know, we have groups that will come from different facilities sometimes, and they'll say, do you mind if we bring our lunch and we stay after and hang out? And they do. You know, they come for the hour and a half program.
Right, okay.
And then last time we had it, there was a group that came, they brought their lunch, and there were other people from the community who had come to the program and said,
is it okay if we stay with you guys and talk? And they say, of course. And it becomes, it starts to function more like a community center in a way.
Right. Okay.
Becomes a jumping off point. Depending on people's ability, they'll tour our art gallery. You know, we'll give them a tour of the art gallery. The exhibits change about 5-6 times a year. So there's always something new and different for them to see. So it's become a really wonderful addition to the types of programming that we run at the Art Center. Like I said, it's free. It's really
that's true. And the caregiver part is very, that you mentioned, it's so nice because those people need a break too. So it's enjoyable, and it's also nice, I'm sure, to see the person they're caring for, especially if it's a relative.
Yep.
So mom's participating a little bit. All of a sudden, she saw something from Wizard of Oz and she prompted a memory. And there's a conversation, which...
That's the whole point of it. The woman who runs it for us, her name is Marcy Rhodes. She's absolutely wonderful. And this this is what she does. She doesn't do these programs 5 days a week, but she works with these populations.
Okay.
And so she really knows how to draw out people from their shell and get them to participate. And also it's a really nice environment to maybe, you know, for a caregiver to meet somebody else who's in a similar situation, you know,
I didn't even think of that
and
part
to
of
learn, you know, what else are you doing with your, you know, with your loved one, with your spouse, with your, you know, and it's, so it's a great opportunity for that as well.
What happens, and I say it all the time, when you go through it, you know, most people, if you're married, you might have 4 aging parents. Mm-hmm. Two just die. I don't mean it the way it sounds. You don't wind up with them all with Alzheimer's.
Right, right.
So everything you do is for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice to go to an organization like this at the Art Center and share. And somebody say, oh, don't do that. Why don't you try this? Because it's new to everybody. Mm-hmm. So something like that, the community part and the socialization part,
is wonderful.
It's a gift.
How do you reach out to these people who live in other areas besides Nassau County?
Well, with the film festival, we do have a lot of marketing that takes place. We have a program guide that we print up 100,000 copies of, and it gets inserted in newspapers. And but really, for the majority of our programs that we run at the Art Center, it's email, it's news, you know, articles in the paper. Really grassroots marketing. Mm-hmm. For this Making Memories program, you know, we reached out to Parker Jewish and to Northwell Health and you know, asked doctor's offices to have flyers and reached out to the Bristol and the Amsterdam and those kind of places to have them help spread the word because they're often dealing with, you know, hands-on with the communities, you know, that we think would find these programs interesting. And then slowly it starts word of mouth. It just starts spreading.
If people don't have transportation, do you provide it also?
We don't have transportation. Mm-hmm. That's not something we can provide because we don't have our own buses or anything like that.
But they're good questions.
We are lucky that, you know, some of the people who come, you know, if you're from Great Neck, it's not, you know, you can either drive or walk. Or, you know, there are people, like I said, who come from, like, you know, a group from the Bristol or a group from the Amsterdam. Like, so they'll, if you live in one of those facilities, often they'll have transportation. And I know that the town of North Hempstead does have transportation for certain types of things. But, yeah, that's unfortunately not something that we do have access to parking, but not but not a bus, unfortunately.
So with people who will come and say from another area, would they call 311 to get busing or for taxi service?
No, not outside of North Hempstead.
I think
taxi service is for shopping and certain things. It's not for entertainment. The best way to do it outside of North Hempstead, if you wanted to come, is you go to your local senior center. Because a local senior center, like we have buses in Great Neck, something like this at the Art Center is so tremendous, 4 or 5 of them say we should go. That day, the bus will bring them in from Northport.
And that's what we've been trying to do is we've been reaching out to senior centers in communities all across Long Island to let them know the days that we're doing this so that if they are able to take trips, that this becomes something that's on their schedule. You know, it doesn't work for every place. You know, like there are certain places we reach out to and they say, Monday we already have a program here, you know. But maybe next year we'll switch our program if you're going to keep yours or, you know. So we do make a big effort to reach out to as many other communities as possible. But of course, you know, the bulk of the people who are coming are within the town of North Hempstead.
Absolutely.
And that's great. I mean, you know, it's really, you want to make something convenient for people.
We've got to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.